The 75th World Health Assembly held in Geneva, Switzerland, was the first in-person World Health meeting since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. South Sudanese Health Minister Dr. Yolanda Awel tells South Sudan in Focus that this year's theme, Health for Peace, Peace for Health, is relevant to her country's fragile health situation.
For our country to be effective in maintaining peace, we require a healthy population. When health services are adequate for our citizens, conducive environment for sustainability is created, hence peace implementation. COVID-19 have caused major setback in health system. The gain that were made over the years were all pushed back in a few months of the last 2 years. But health professionals are doing a very wonderful job in mitigating further impacts.
Dr. Awel urges the public to continue taking coronavirus precautions and to get vaccinated. 10 years after South Sudan's independence, non-governmental organizations are still the major providers for much-needed services across the country. The health sector continues to rely heavily on NGOs and UN agencies for intervention. Government healthcare facilities lack essential or basic prescription drugs. Joseph Moilinga, a South Sudanese health practitioner living in San Diego, California, says if the government would crack down on corruption from its oil revenue, it would have plenty of money to provide quality health services to its citizens.
Millions of dollars that those guys are looting from the oil revenue. Every state should just have one big hospital, you know, just one hospital in every capital of the state. They will be able to do that. But there's no way.
Moilinga says the poor management of health institutions is another big setback in developing the health sector in South Sudan, as well as meager wages and salaries the government pays to healthcare professionals.
Doctors are just struggling, you know, there's no money. That's why a lot of doctors in Cuba now, they try, you know, to group themselves and they have their own clinics open. And then if you don't have the money,
Minister Awel insists South Sudan's health sector is fragile primarily because of a weak health system inherited from Sudan.
Health status in South Sudan is very fragile due to human-made and natural disasters. But everyone in the health sector is doing their best to improve it. We have relied heavily on Donor Fund because of the health system that we inherited from the Sudan during 2011 that was weak. So any hiccups in the country set the system back a few steps.
Awel says one of her takeaways from the World Health Assembly in Geneva is that there is power in constructive communication between all parties involved with health-related projects.
Number two, collaboration between donors and member states. These move things faster and mitigate delays, you know, in implementing the projects. Number three is bilateral and multilateral partnership. These ensure lessons learned in health sector in one country are actually transferred or shared to another country. Number four is most member states face the same challenges, and working together ensure better results of getting heard and help.
Dr. Awel says system surveillance and regulation ensure better emergency response and readiness. For example, innovations that the health ministry installed to curb the spread of COVID-19 will be transferable in case there is an outbreak of another global pandemic. Awel says the same innovation is being used to detect monkeypox. The World Health Organization has received reports of 257 confirmed monkeypox cases and about 120 suspected cases in 23 nations where the virus is not endemic. In 5 African countries where monkeypox is commonly found, the WHO says it has received reports of 1,365 cases and 69 deaths due to the virus. Monkeypox is a viral zoonotic disease, meaning it can spread from animals to humans and can also spread between people. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Washington.